Welcome to another episode of the Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That was Ben.
And that was Kevin.
And here we are.
We're doing another episode of this podcast.
We're back, baby.
Yeah.
We're back.
I mean, for us, for me, it feels like a little bit, but for them, it's only been 7 days.
Yeah, I feel like it has been a long time since we've sat down and done this, but it's been the normal amount of
time. Yeah, it's been like a normal amount of time.
Yeah,
I think.
I think so. No, it was an extra week because I had to work last weekend.
I remember that. We had to reschedule. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
But we're here together now.
I think you should tell
them what we do.
What we do.
Yeah.
I think you should start off.
So here's what we do. First, we introduce ourselves. We already did that. Now, after we explain what we do, we're going to move into a newer segment of the show, the fluid update, the official fluid update.
2020, year of the fluid update.
Every week, Kevin is bringing a new drink and we're rating them.
Ben, you can see the drink before I announce what it is.
Yeah.
What are you optimistic, pessimistic? What are your thoughts on that going into it?
I'm pessimistic.
You're pessimistic.
I don't think this is going to knock sparkling ice kiwi strawberry off the top.
Sparkling ice is pretty good.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll get to that.
We get back to that. We always jump the gun. And I get excited about the fluid update, so I apologize.
We'll get there momentarily.
After that, we do a performance review asterisk.
Asterisk, like if needed, / other stuff that we just want to throw into that spot.
Yeah. It's like a bookmark that we call the performance review.
Yeah. Then after that, we'll do the heart of the show, the spread. That's the part of the show where I have dug beneath the couch cushions, fished out a stale question that's been sitting there. And then we answer that question using the tarot. And how we do that is in our trademark way, which is that we draw three cards. The order that we draw them represents the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Book it. After that, we do the card of the week. It's a card for everybody.
And then after that, we do the outro. We land the plane. We send you away to do whatever it is that you are going to do when this podcast is over. Maybe listen to another podcast. I'm sure Ezra Klein has something out there.
Yeah. Ezra Koenig probably has been on a podcast before that
sure.
You could go find.
And Ira Glass also has a podcast. So
yeah, he does.
You have a lot of options after this one.
There are a lot of podcasts out there for you to choose from. But I'm glad that you started your journey here with us.
Yeah, and for now, you're stuck with us for about 30 minutes, unless you're listening onto a faster speed, in which case it could be shorter than that.
Yeah, probably in like the 20-minute range.
Yeah. Okay, so now I think we should go to the fluid update.
And this is where it sounds like the water is getting...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
I thought that was good.
I like that.
It's not a song, but it's a good transition. And somebody's like driving on their way to work. They really have to pee and they're hearing that transition.
Yeah. So and that was the thing that I was going to bring up, which may be a performance review thing. But I wanted to give you a gold star for that because it would be very easy to put that sound in and make it sound like somebody was urinating, you know.
But I did have to look for a good public domain water pouring sound effect that sounded appropriate and right.
It sounded good.
Thank you.
I liked it. So just to kind of recap, we've had two drinks so far.
And I saw that you didn't bring a list or anything like that, so I was curious if you just knew off the top of your head where we were right now.
I'm a professional, Ben.
Clearly.
I don't know if you know this. So we had the kiwi strawberry, sparkling water. Like, well, you knew the name of it. I actually did not.
Yeah, sparkling ice, kiwi strawberry.
Sparkling ice, kiwi strawberry. Delicious, delicious beverage. That's our number one spot. Number two by default is the peach iced tea.
And I got the sense that was not maybe going to stay around too long.
Yeah, and this week we have Diet Dr. Pepper.
This is not, I say I'm pessimistic just because, like, you know, it's Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, but so here's the thing. I love Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
I love regular Dr. Pepper, but you know.
So what's going on with the diet?
You know, less sugar, less calories, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Kind of 2020, new year, new me. Let's get less of that stuff in my life.
Okay.
So, you know, that's the idea behind the diet, Dr. Pepper.
That's right. You were cutting out soda.
Right.
How's that going?
It's going great. We made it to the third week.
Okay. So we've got Diet Dr. Pepper. All right.
Boy, that's good. That's refreshing. Oh. Does it trump the sparkling ice, though? I mean, that's the question. And honestly, I'll be, you know, I was thinking about this on the drive here. Like, does this trump it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you kind of look at it as a total package, I'm not going to drink Diet Dr. Pepper every day.
Sure.
It's kind of a treat.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's very sweet.
The sparkling ice is sweet, too, but it's not as guilty of, okay, of a drink, you know? You're getting some water in there.
Sure.
Right?
Natural something something.
So I think that as a, when you apply versatility to it, you'd have to give sparkling ice the edge on that one.
Okay.
But taste-wise, like the memories that it brings in my head of like childhood drinking a Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
I would have to give it a Dr. Pepper.
Does this beat out the iced tea, the peach iced tea?
Oh, that's not even in the...
Okay, we didn't even talk about it because it was so obvious.
Right. I mean, like I said, that should probably be at 8. We should just put it at 8.
Okay.
So I'm actually just going to do that. I'm going to put it at 8.
There's the peach tea at 8. Then there's a gap all the way to 2 where there's Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, and then the sparkling ice is number 1.
Okay, that's the fluid update for this week. This is traditionally the part of the show where we check in and see if we need a performance review. We don't. I mean, you gave me that note earlier.
A little bit of a note earlier, but yeah.
That was a good note, yeah.
Other than that, I think we're good.
All right, but I do have a surprise. And I've been saving this surprise since it showed up on my doorstep like Tuesday.
Okay.
It is Kevin Philatelic, the United States Postal Service magazine? Volume 25, quarter one.
Magazine?
I don't know. What would you call it? Catalog?
Catalog. It's probably catalog.
It's a catalog.
You know, when you texted me on Tuesday that you had a surprise for me, I was like, okay, cool. Like, it'll be something stupid that, like, only me and Ben will get and whatever. No, this is, like, big.
I mean,
this is our quarterly update.
Yeah.
For the podcast.
I mean, for people who don't know, this is this is the third quarterly tradition.
Yeah.
I bought some stamps over the summer. Then I started getting the Postal Service catalog every quarter. And now this is the part of the show where we talk about stamps.
So I think right off the bat, what I notice is the artwork on the front of it, mm-hmm, is cool. I don't know what it is, but then, you know, you turn into the first page and it's the Lunar New Year stamp, Forever USA, which, okay, what? Forever USA?
No, that just means that it's like a forever stamp. Oh. Like, even if the price goes up, you can still use that stamp.
Gotcha.
And okay, it will go up.
But it's the year of the rat, so that thing on the front was a rat. It's a very beautiful rat.
Yeah, it's like artistic, made out of like, it's like paper craft.
There's this is good. This is a good transition to this part of the show, mm-hmm, from earlier. There's an Arnold Palmer,
the golfer
stamp,
or the iced tea lemonade beverage.
I would say it's the golfer and the beverage aficionado.
Okay.
Do you think he invented that? Like, how did they come up with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's just out on the golf course, and then he is like Reese's, like, you got iced tea in my lemonade.
Like, yeah, got another priest. Now, I don't know. I don't think that's the priest that was here before.
Okay.
I think we're updating it in 2020.
We have a new priest.
Oh, there's a JFK. Man.
Okay. Now, I feel like that goes with the moon theme, you know, that I've got going. So I should maybe get the JFK one.
Yeah, you can do the JFK speech.
1960s, yeah.
Yeah. We do not accept the challenge because it's easy. We accept the challenge because it's hard or something.
Something like that. Like, it was close.
Yeah, ich bin ein Berliner. I am a jelly donut. I feel like there should be more turnover if you're going to send out this catalog quarterly, or maybe just do it once a year.
Why did they send this to me? Because most of these are the same.
It was good at the front. The front was strong. We had a different priest in there. We could learn more about priests in the United States that are important. But then after that, Year of the Rat.
Year of the Rat. But that's like, they send out this whole catalog for Year of the Rat.
Right. Let's do this once a year.
Okay.
You can maybe make it a little bit bigger. But
tip to the post office once a year.
It's a performance review. We just
for
performance
the USPS.
Yeah.
Chadai. All right, well, we'll be back next time. There's an exciting update to the USPS catalog.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted on that.
Now I think we should go into the heart of the show.
Which
the,
is
the spread.
Yeah. Queerin's Corner. You have to say Queerin's Corner.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Queerin's Corner.
Don't forget to say Queerin's Corner.
Queerin's Corner. All right. Here we are. We're in the corner now. Because I only said corner, I don't have to put the sound effect in.
Good. I like it.
Okay. Do you want to do the honors?
Yeah. So we have a question from Rob. And Rob writes, my friend and I are in a dumb argument, but neither of us wants to apologize. So we aren't really talking to each other. How should I handle it?
I don't know. I mean, that's probably just apologize, right?
Yeah. I would say you just, they're your, it's your friend.
Yeah. Like, and if it's a dumb argument,
it's not worth not talking to them over.
Yeah. I mean, maybe just like if you don't apologize, maybe you just get in touch with them and then you say, this is a really dumb argument. It's not worth continuing to fight about. Let's just move on.
Yeah. And like also make sure to like make your point at the end of that. So.
I don't think that's good advice.
It's not. It was a joke. That was, I was being facetious, Rob. Don't do that.
Put it on the table though. You can say like, I think X, you think Y. Let's just, you know,
let's go with Z.
Let's go with Z. That's good advice.
I love it.
It's hard to apply, hard to take. You know, hard. Like if somebody told me that, I'd be like, whatever, F you.
Yeah. This is going to be a hard card. This is going to be a hard question to do the reading for. Okay. I also feel like, but
we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Whatever.
One shuffle for Earptics.
Down to your dance.
Flip. That's not good.
Yeah.
That's pretty dark.
Wow. Death is the card. Death sits atop a white horse. And death in this, I'm assuming that is like the physical representation of death.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like the Grim Reaper, but like in a knight's clothing. And he's standing in a field where people seem to be dead, and there's people that are bowing to death, and the bishop's there like, hey, man, what's going on? Trying to kind of like plead his case, I bet.
I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, I don't think so either. That's a tough card.
So that's where we're at. We're death, which I feel like is a little on the nose.
Yeah, that's the past. Like, you guys have already killed this friendship. Good job. Not like that. Wow. That's not what I meant. You've already gone to like the point where you're not talking.
Yeah. You know? So at the moment, the friendship is
quote unquote dead.
Quote unquote dead. Yeah. But death is also about rebirth. That's what Alan would tell you probably. Cause that's what I know about death. Is that like, it's a cycle and the sun's coming up in the background because things are going to blossom. So right now things are dark, but there's potential here for them to get better.
I like it.
Here comes the present. Flip.
The Queen of Wands.
Queen of Wands.
The Queen of Wands sits in her throne looking very regal. She's got her wand in her right hand and her sunflower in her left hand. There's a black cat in the front.
Only card with a cat on it.
Only card, huh?
Unless you count the lion on strength.
Well, I wouldn't really.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Tell me about the Queen of Wands.
Okay. This is better, I think. We have the Queen of Wands, and the Queen of Wands is a little bit of a more positive card. Like, you have the sunflower in there, which is good. It's much more, like, that sun that was coming up in death is now, like, here. It's risen. Things are better. The Queen of Wands is also somebody who is, like, strong in a leadership position because she's a queen, but she is also somebody who is, like, a charismatic person, is a passionate person, and maybe that's part of what led to the argument is, like, people are sticking to their guns. They're very like passionate about their side of whatever's going on in this argument. And the cat, which we learned in a performance review, is all about like curiosity, right? I think, or like perception.
I don't remember.
I think it's like perception.
Okay.
Was what it was about. Like noticing things, being perceptive. And so I think this is the turn here where you've come to us. You're noticing that something's not really right in this friendship. The friendship died a bit. And now, you know, you were this person, you're a strong individual, you're like a passionate individual, and that's what led to the problem, but you're sensing that something's up, and you're now, I almost want to say it's like a growth card of like, okay, I need to step up and like embrace this leadership role and like move forward. Flip.
Oof.
Not great.
Okay, so we have the Three of Swords.
Not great. I don't love it.
Yeah. Three of Swords, I would say optically, is definitely not good. It's a heart with three swords going through it, and there's rain in the background.
That's about it, right?
Yeah. That's bad.
Yeah, that's pretty dark.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to have to try to salvage this one.
I don't know. I think...
Or you're just like, forget it.
I don't know. What is the three of swords? I can probably spin
You can it. Probably speculate.
It means like the end of a relationship or something like that.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Exactly. That's what it means.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's not a dumb argument. It's like the friendship ending argument, which is pretty dark. I mean, that's what the Three of Swords is about. It's about heartbreak and like having your feelings hurt and being upset. It's about the path not taken.
Yeah.
Because it comes after the Two of Swords, which is about making some sort of choice. And then this is like, oh, you're sad because you made, not necessarily you made a wrong choice, but like you couldn't make both choices.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, and the way that I look at it, the way that I'm like thinking about it now is that like maybe if you are with a friend that what you're quoting as a dumb argument that you're not even talking to each other about, maybe that friendship is probably meant to.
So your thought is like the argument, this is an argument that's allegedly a dumb argument that resulted in like them not talking to each other. So maybe this is just not a good match.
Yeah.
And it's time to move on.
Move on.
We can still be friends. I mean, we can still be friends.
Yeah.
We can break up and still be friends.
Right. Well, Ben, I just want to speculate a little bit. Like,
lack of friends.
what's a dumb argument that we could get into that we would not talk to each other again? Like, I can't even think of a thing.
I can't think of a dumb argument that would cause us to not. Yeah.
There's no. The only things that I can think of would be like big things.
Right.
And even those are way out of the stratosphere. Yeah.
Okay. I'm into it. I mean, you know, we normally try to put a little like sunshine bow on the end of things, but this is an episode where we're not going to.
I think that sunshine and bows are a part of it. Like the end of a friendship that is not a good one is kind of a good thing.
Yeah. The end of any relationship that's not a good one is good.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's what's up, Rob. All right, that was a spread.
Wow, it got real dark real quick.
You take a break and then that's what happens.
It's okay. The cards giveth, the cards taketh away.
That's why we turn to them, because sometimes they give you the advice that you don't want to hear.
Right. Because you would, if you were to just look at that present card, you'd have been like, I'm going to be the charismatic leader and I'm going to Queen of Wands this relationship.
Yeah. But maybe that's not even enough.
I don't think it's enough.
All right.
I'm still thinking about it because like, it's like, so yeah, you can solve this problem, right? But eventually there's going to be a problem down the road that's going to end this relationship.
Okay. It may not even be this argument, but it's just right. Like.
Yeah.
It's not enough. Like you should be this Queen of Wands person, and then you can find people who are going to be attracted to that energy, and like maybe this is not the person.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. You know what's a good reading when we're still talking it about outside of QQ? Like,
we almost had to go back.
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
I think, you know, that is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. What's the card of the week? So while Ben is shuffling, I will tell everybody what card of the week is. Card of the week is a card that we draw at the beginning of our week. Well, it's kind of like at the middle point of the episode. So like, yeah. I don't know. The episode comes out on Monday. The card of the week is on a Monday. It's going to tell you what's going on for the whole entire week for everybody too. So the person that delivered the stamp magazine
catalog gets
the card of the week for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is for you.
This is for you. Reconsider your options. Maybe bark it up the internal review board.
Yeah. Flip. The Two of Coins.
We had this card pretty recently.
We have had it recently. Not as a card of the week, but it was just in a spread.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. The Two of Coins is a gentleman that is on the beach, and there's some turbulent waters behind them. And it's like they're juggling. They got that lemniscate in there in between. They're
nice.
Juggling.
I'm very proud of you.
Yeah. Fool me once, shame on. Fool me again.
But it's a subtle lemniscate, you know? It's like integrated into the picture.
Yeah. I can pick up on that. Like when it's just right in my face, I can't pick up on it. All right. The Two of Pentacles, according to Alan, is harmony in change. The symbol for infinity contains two coins, the pentacles. This card reveals that there is an abundance of material possibilities, but care should be taken as to how these resources are handled. New factors come into everyone's life that force us to rebalance existing circumstances. The tendency is for a positive outcome to eventuate from these efforts. The querent must take care to make the right decision so that all the pieces fall into the proper places. Alan was very wordy on a two.
Yeah.
I think.
You're having a hard time keeping it together.
It was.
There was a lot of words in there. It was hard to follow.
It's, yeah. Well, maybe that was me reading it. But I think that, so there's a bunch, there's a lot of possibilities that can happen. Mm-hmm. So that's positive. Yep. But, like, you have to, the natural order of things is going to take place no matter what. So you have to accept that.
Okay.
And be open to accepting that.
That's good advice.
All right.
All right.
We're landing the plane now.
We are landing the plane. Think, you know, we had the Pocket Guide to the Tarot, Alan Oaken. That's done. The spread. That's done. We had the performance review / USPS review. That's done. And we opened with Diet Dr. Pepper taking the number two spot. So it's been an eventful 25 minutes.
It has been. We've covered a lot of bases, but, you know, now it's time to wrap it up. I want to thank Rob for asking his question.
Good luck. We wish you the best.
Yeah. Sorry that we couldn't have a better answer for you.
Thank you very much to all the lols out there who are listening and joining us this week. And now, a moment of silence for the lost lols.
That's good enough.
All right.
You can find us at amateurtarot.com.
That's a website.
And there you can ask a question.
You can also ask us a question at our phone number, 314-325-6047. You can call it and leave a voicemail. You can text it and leave a question. That way, you don't have to talk to us. We won't pick up. It's just like a Google Voice number that goes straight to voicemail. So don't worry about that.
You can also get in on the action in our Facebook group. That's at facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot.
People are hanging out there, posting memes, admonishing us for being rude to the spread.
Spread staying.
The spread's worry. Here to stay. That, yeah.
Yeah, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Man, we're some turbulence on the way down here. Ever since we read that passage.
The passage really put us through. Maybe you have to read it on the next episode.
Wow, I've never done that before. I don't know if I can handle it.
Yeah, it's tough. Trust me.
I believe it. Yeah, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That would really help us out. We're trying to get to 55 five-star reviews. We're probably not there, but you could be the change you wish to see, that we wish to see in the world.
Here's what I've figured out about the Apple Podcast. I think you have to like write the review to be for it to count.
Oh, you can't just put stars.
5 stars.
Sure, you got to put in a little effort.
Yeah.
Just write 5 stars. Great podcast.
5 stars. Great podcast.
Perfect. We've written it for you. You just have to type it in with your little fingers.
This is the weird part because we usually like I'm not used to the new lineup yet.
Yeah.
Because normally we would be talking about things right here, but instead we just say, spoiler alert, magic is real. Well, we're going to go into this part. Okay, sure. We're going to talk about it.
Sure.
So he was giving a speech in Berlin, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And people that are from Berlin are called Berliners.
Right.
And ich bin ein means I am a Berliner. Mm-hmm. But he said, ich bin ein Berliner, which is a jelly donut.
Oh, instead of Berliner.
I am a jelly donut.